Thyroid KI today.
Welcome to another edition of America Tonight. My name is Kate Delaney. We're going to sail through some interesting waters during this hour. In other words, we're going to talk about a lot of things. If you were hoping you were going to tune in and I was going to talk about one thing like spaceships, oh, I'm sorry, I disappointed you. My friend George Norrie does that probably somewhere else down the dial, and I love George, but sometimes we talk about spaceships. I like sci-fi stuff. I do. I'm going to go see that Battle for L.A. or whatever it is, Battle for L.A., I think it's called. I'm going to go see that over the weekend. So I get it. But we have things right here on Earth that we need to talk about. First of all, let's get to the good stuff. St. Paddy's Day. I hope that some of you are out there perhaps having some corned beef and cabbage somewhere. It's a lucky thing to do, the wearing of the green and the partaking of some of the Irish food, if you will. I have to be honest, I don't think Irish food is all that good. But my ancestors came from Ireland, and there's some, you know, you can pick a few things out that are decent. But overall, I wouldn't say that the Irish are eating great food. I mean, just my opinion. Anybody out there listening to me from Ireland, feel free to dispute that fact. But I don't think so. I think corned beef's okay. I like corned beef sandwiches, though, better than corned beef and cabbage. So, like I said, it was the day to be Irish, including the president. The president's talking about Ireland visit. Here's what he had to say.
I'm expecting to go not only to all the famous sites, but also to go to Monegal, where my great-great-great-great-great-grandfather hails from.
So, see, what do you say, great-great-great-grandfather? So, for everybody who wants to attack Obama, he's Irish. He's an Irish guy. There's some Irish in there. Anyway, all kidding aside, I hope you enjoyed the day. This time last year, I was in New York City doing the St. Patrick's Day parade thing, and it is the best. I know in Chicago you could argue about turning the river green, and Savannah, Georgia is a great place. I've been there, too, to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. If you're not Irish, you are by the time you leave Savannah the day after St. Patrick's Day. It's a pretty cool place. And in Boston, same thing, lots of celebrations. But, I mean, almost anywhere now. There's some in offices. Some of you may work in offices that are listening. Did people do the wearing of the green thing? Or has that gone by the wayside? I don't think so. I think men and women will, I don't care if they're in their 20s, 30s, 40s, whatever. I think that people do throw on green or try to find green anyway. Sadly, for the Japanese, particularly those in the areas that were slammed by the tsunami, that's absolutely not what they were thinking about. Instead, the conversation, as you know, is over nukes, is over the cleanup of the tsunami, all the concerns that they have. So Janet Napolitano threw in her two cents on the airport and airport monitoring and that kind of stuff when it came to the Japan nuclear situation. And also the NRC chairman, Greg Jasko, who has been in that position for now a couple of years, had some thoughts about the decision to get Americans out and some of the basic science is what he's calling it. So take a listen.
We are doing screening of passengers and or cargo if there happens to be even a blip in terms of radiation. Working with the Department of Health and Human Services, working with the FDA, working with the EPA, there will continue to be this kind of monitoring.
This is a very difficult situation. There's often conflicting information, and so we made what we thought was a prudent decision. Basic physics and basic science tells us that there really can't be any risk or harm to anyone here in the United States or Hawaii or any of the other territories.
Yeah, hear that, Rick in Illinois? See, it's like everybody's watching too much TMZ, I think, or people in Southern California, local news. It's paranoid news. That's why they should just rename it paranoid news. We're going to make you feel like everything that happened is going to affect us in some way. So the iodine pills, man, they're out of them in Southern Cal and Northern California because the automatic thought is, my God, man, we're going to be hit by radiation. And what Jasko's saying there is completely right. I now qualified it with yet another former scientist who laughed out loud when I said, well, is there a chance? I mean, maybe I'm missing something because all these stories are pointing to the West and saying, you know, sure, that's what's being said, but if there was a huge meltdown, that would definitely carry to California. And the answer is no, my friends, no, 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 and no. Unfortunately for the people, though, that are on the ground, it's not a good feeling. You've got smoke that's coming up from the plant. It's rising from the damaged reactor. And this was one of the first that was hit after that tsunami. And really, it's just a matter of watching, cooling it off, and keeping your fingers crossed, to be honest, in the case of what's happening. As far as could there be a meltdown? Well, the answer of could there be a meltdown, of course there could be a meltdown, but it's starting to look more and more like they might have saved this. They might have saved this. The evacuations, however, continue, and that's a smart thing. Remember, there was a disagreement on how far away you had to get away from this. The Japanese were saying, oh, you know, 12, 15-mile radius. Americans were saying no, 50-mile radius. So while I feel pretty confident in telling you I agree with any of my sources who have the scientific background and were scientists and two currently are scientists, that none of that radiation is smashing into California, it's a little bit different when you start talking about the radiation in the area, in the area. So what the U.S. is doing is they're telling all U.S. citizens to get away from there, saying that, you know, we're evacuating. We've got flights. We're evacuating people to Taiwan. They did one where they had like 100 people on board or so. They're telling all U.S. citizens to forget about all non-essential travel to any part of the country, actually, because of the unpredictable weather and wind conditions and, who knows, the spreading of radioactive contamination from last Friday's 9.0 earthquake and then the tsunami. The travel warning is in place, telling them you're in the country. If you're in the country, leave. They're just saying leave. And they've started these voluntary evacuations to family members and dependents of U.S. personnel in Tokyo, a lot of military people, also Yokohama and a few other places, too, and it affects about 600 people. And they're telling Americans, here we go, 50 miles, if you're in the 50-mile radius of that Fukushima nuclear plant, that you need to get out of there. You need to relocate. So that's smart. I mean, that's as Gregory Jaskos was saying, it's a precautionary measure that you should take. Forget the 12-mile zone. I would absolutely say push it further and trust the information that's coming out of the State Department. It looks like they've been successful, though, with some of the things that they're working on. That's a good thing. Keep your fingers crossed. Stay with us. We'll take calls next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience.
Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as a common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Talking about nukes, of course, nuclear plants in relationship to Japan and evacuations, and Janet Napolitano, Homeland Security Secretary, talking about we're looking at screening everything in the airports, coming out of the airports, because they want to make sure there's no radioactive problems with it. Radiation, of course, not. Here's the thing. We got a couple of interesting comments from the chat folks, and then we're going to take some calls. One from, let's see here, Gray Bear, who says the Mark One is 40-plus-year-old technology. Right on. That's an excellent comment, because it is, and this is what that plant is in Japan that we're talking about. And there are 26 of those Mark One nuclear plants in the United States. That's part of what the commission will talk about when they look at how safe nuclear power plants are in the United States. I'm not going to get into the whole Diablo thing, because I used to live near a nuclear power plant, so I know I have a friend that still works at one, and I know a lot about some of their checks and balances and some of the stuff that they, some of the stuff that goes on there, etc. And there, it's been the site of many, many protests. And there's an example of PG&E in California. That's their baby, and they're always trying to say how safe it is and don't worry. And then here it is so close along the coastline and not too far from a fault. Yeah, so that's not – I don't know if that's necessarily a comfortable thing, right? Yeah, I don't think so. And then Jack, our pal Alexander from Down Under, he's got the nicest voice. He calls the show, sometimes he's got a great voice. When he's not cutting out, sometimes it's the difference of him being in Australia. It sounds like we're two kids with the walkie-talkies. It reminds me of what, when I was with my my kid brother, and he'd be down the street at Eddie Carney's house and be saying, "What did you say?" See, if we had only known, we could have written some of those commercials. I can hear you now. I can hear you now. We were like the forerunners to that. Anyway, Jack says, I think it's the end of the GE Mark I reactors. And I think Jack is right, and that's what they're talking about. The General Electric, obviously, they're the ones that's, you know, is it something that they should take part of the blame for? But it's their baby. It's their baby. So
and this is the problem. And 26 plants in the U.S., we talked about that probably Monday, I want to say. 26 plants, you know, they are Mark One, basically. So that's something to take a closer look at. Nukes, are they dead? Are nuclear power plants dead in this country or not? It's a good question. All right, let's take a few phone calls here. And our first victim, no, I mean our first caller, Shelley in New York. Hey, what's going on, Shelley?
St. Patrick's Day, how are you?
Woo, happy St. Patrick's Day from New York. That's the best place to be.
I'm going to a parade Sunday, and I can't wait.
Oh, good for you.
I have questions, well, not questions, but comments. Well, maybe both. There's people trying to stop from the meltdown in Japan, okay? I think they're heroes because they're going to get a lot of radiation. What's their life expectancy and what's going to happen to them? I know they're wearing suits, but I think I heard there's like 100 people trying to keep it down, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's close to 100 people that say they're not going to leave. They're going to be there and stick it out and do whatever they can to quell the radiation fears and make sure that plant doesn't go for a full meltdown. Yeah, they're heroes because, you know what, really, there's cancer concerns and other things. You don't know what the effect is down the line. That's exactly it, Shelley. Who knows years from now what will happen to them?
That's what I'm wondering. I bet the families are, like, scared out of their mind what's happened to them right now. But they're figuring there's more people out there that are at risk and they're sacrificing themselves. So I'm proud of them, you know. I mean, just to do that for their country, you know. And I don't know who's there, if it's their country doing it or if they brought other people from other places. I have no clue.
No, it's the people that were working there from that area, and in Tokyo, there is a big fear. The radiation fear is strong there, and it's this is one of the most densely populated cities in the world, which is not too far from this plant. I mean, it is down the road, but it's not that far, and they're very concerned about the people there because they're saying the radiation levels in Saitama near Tokyo are 40 times more than normal.
Wow.
And that's kind of stokes those fires. You got what? You got a metropolis of about 12 million people. So here's what's happening. What I heard from somebody who's not too far outside of Tokyo is they're hoarding food. They're staying indoors. They're just afraid.
Mm-hmm. I don't blame them.
I don't blame them either. I mean, think about it. What would you do if you were in this situation? You would do the same thing.
I don't know. I was hopeless. I think they're hoping that people from other countries will help me because there's
stores. Well, that's it. You're waiting. You're waiting to be rescued, Shelley. You're just like me. Rescue me. Rescue me. Do something. And there are 91 other countries that are chipping in, but the people have to take it upon themselves to decide. Do they leave with their family? Do they have a car to get in the car? It depends on where they are. You know, that's the kind of thing they're debating.
And they need money to move and get out of there if they have to.
Yeah, if they have to abandon ship. And what about their jobs and all that other stuff? Shelley, you're always great, baby. Happy St. Patty's Day. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Happy Mutt Day.
Yeah, you're right.
I just blew my pride last year when I find out that my fourth great grandmother on my dad's side was Irish. I mean, you know, I thought I kept an Irish blood out of me, but that's all right. So
you are Irish.
Anyway, I got part of that. We're just all mutts here, Kate, and can't help it.
We are. We are.
Can we find somebody that's purebred from one country? It'd be, you know, of course, I guess that'd be kind of hard to do, you know, unless they came over there, you know, directly from there or whatever. But before I get to Japan, I want to share a little story about that. This wonderful institution called the United Nations finally decided today, 3 weeks into the war.
Yeah, no fly zone.
No fly zone. Right when Gaddafi has reclaimed 90% of the country and about to pounce on Benghazi and wipe the rest of these resistance fighters out. You know, it sounds to me just like the appeasement that was going on while Hitler was, you know, building up his army and taking little lands here and there before the war finally broke out. You know, that's what happens when you put a liberal, a guy who's a liberal, i.e. want to be communist, in the presidency of the United States, and the other wimps in Europe that are all passive and socialists. They ain't got no guts or whatever you want to call it, colonies or whatever, to stand up and fight for freedom. You know, and here these people in Libya want, you know, runners call them freedom fighters, and, you know, they don't want to be free, and Obama didn't, you know, these people just sat back and said, oh, we'll just take our time while the people are getting killed, and, you know, so now it's pretty much the war's over there, and Gaddafi's back in power, but like I said a while back, maybe that was the consensus. They wanted him to stay in power. So...
Yeah, in the end, they were backing off of that. You're right. But I don't think so. It's too late. Cat's already out of the bag, and the president already backed the fact that, oh, he shouldn't be in power. So, yeah.
You know, so, I mean, there's talk, and then there's action, and all I heard was a bunch of talk going on.
You're right.
I better stick up for freedom and et cetera. You know, if I come out and say, oh, Gaddafi should run the country, then, of course, that would look real bad on Barack, you know, so... Well, in any case, Japan, I don't know, kind of interesting. I wonder if the Japanese will just say, hey, if you're going to leave us some time in need, then just don't come back.
Don't come back.
I mean, you know, 50-mile radius sounds like a good idea, I guess, but to sit there and say, well, we're going to pull people out that are 100, 200 miles away just in case, you know, it's kind of like, the Japanese can't leave. That's where they live, you know, unless they've got the money to... fly somewhere else. You know, they have to stay there and suffer the consequence or whatever. But you remember earlier this week we were talking about how there's no looting going on and what the interesting society that they have there?
Yeah. Hello? Yeah, I'm listening. Okay. I said yeah.
Yeah, anyway, I'd say just a real quick story. My 15 years old, I achieved the rank of equal in the Boy Scouts while we were in Japan, and my parents bought me a Canon AE-1 camera, which was a pretty fancy camera at that time. This is over 30 years ago, of course.
Right.
Before the digital stuff. Left it on a train, going to Tokyo one night to a concert. It went all the way down the line, all the way back to the line. The next morning, I went back downtown Tokyo. The camera was still there at their lost and found office.
How great is that? And honorable people, they didn't rip off your camera. Don, we got a fly. We're up against it. Coming up next, we're going to talk about crisis lines, where you can go for help. Stay with us.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only
$39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZEOKing.com. That's ZEOKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. On this show we talk about a plethora of things. And all of us are people, and all of us have those relationships that we deal with. Sadly, some people deal with domestic violence. Others are dealing with a parent who may have Parkinson's or Alzheimer's. In fact, we were talking about that a couple of shows ago, and a lot of you sent me notes saying, I watched my grandfather fade away, or I saw what happened to my mother when she took care of my grandmother and how hard it was for her, and she never complained, but it took its toll. So where do you turn? What do people do when they're in those situations? They don't often turn to friends because they feel like they're burdening them too much. Sometimes it's easier in a way to go to a comforting stranger. That's why I think crisis lines can be so huge. And there's one that I really like, the work that they're doing, and it's called Contact. And I know so many people call this line and get that comfort that I'm talking about. And Binay Rogers, who heads that up, joins us now here on America Tonight. And Binay, you can tell there's so many more stresses, I think, in the world than there, I'm just going to say, maybe 30, 35 years ago, whatever. And I bet you can tell that by the kinds of calls you get at Contact and the amount. Is that right?
That is true, Kate. And I'm glad we're talking about this because a lot of people really don't understand the breadth of what crisis lines are able to do and the type of support that they're able to offer people in just the situations that you've talked about. And, you know, we are dealing with a lot more issues today, and we're less, or I should say we're more fragmented as a society. We have really allowed technology to keep us from connecting with others, and so it's more challenging for individuals to, you know, immediately reach out to a neighbor or immediately reach out to a family member. We're also much more spread out as a country. Families don't stay in the same neighborhoods anymore. They don't live in the same cities. And so your support systems oftentimes are in other states. And now, because we are so global, they can often even be in other countries.
Yeah, no kidding. And domestic violence, I just was part of
a radio row at Liz Claiborne in December where I met people who lost a daughter to domestic violence. They had no idea.
Right.
It was a dating situation. It's all kinds of different people that deal with this. And they told me a scary statistic. 1 in 3 women in their lifetime will be a victim of domestic violence. Binet, I had no idea about that. I bet you get a lot of calls that have to do with that, do you?
We do get a number of calls that have to do with that, and a lot of times we're getting the calls from family members who are concerned about their loved one. And I think, too, Kate, what we don't realize is that domestic violence does exist in dating relationships. In fact, dating relationships are the most dangerous, and when we think about that, it starts for these young girls oftentimes in high school. And so these girls are in teen dating violent relationships. Then they grow up and then they end up marrying into these relationships. And this is one of the things that we are still, as a society, afraid to talk about, afraid to approach a friend, afraid to really approach a family member and say, you know, I can tell something's not right here. And, you know, a crisis line is often an opportunity for that family member to sort of find some resources and comfortably be able to go to that person. But more importantly, it's an opportunity for those victims to, you know, go without judgment. And I think that's a big issue, too, is that a lot of people, you know, when they do reach out to our crisis line, one of the things that has kept them from seeking other support services within their network of family or friends is that judgment that, you know, they will be ostracized or they will be criticized rather than accepted unconditionally and then supported to a place of resource and help.
Yeah. And have you found the, because, you know, we're addressing all these different reasons why someone might call you. What about, and I mentioned this at the top, people who are dealing with a caregiving situation, do you find that you see trends there too?
Absolutely. We get a number of calls. I would probably have to say we take over 40,000 calls a year at our center, and we probably get 10% of our calls from people who are caregivers, and they can be caregivers of their elderly parents, elderly siblings, and especially parents of children who have a physical disability or a mental disability. Mostly, though, those folks who are kind of what they call that sandwich generation now. You know, I'm taking care of my elderly parent, but I still have children at home. And that's extremely stressful. And oftentimes, nobody stops to ask that individual, you know, how are you doing? What support do you need? And, you know, we really encourage caregivers to find their own network of support and use a crisis line as again, a non-judgmental way to vent anger and frustration with that elderly parent who may not be, you know, being responsive to instruction from the doctors. In fact, I was just sharing with a friend of mine the other day her frustration with her mother in that very same situation and just listening to her and letting her vent. And, you know, 5 minutes later, she said, oh, my God, I didn't mean to go off like that. And she said, but thank you. I feel better. And it allows those people to release those emotions so then they don't become violent when they return into that situation, which we also hear about.
Yeah. What time of day, you know, you say 40,000 calls a year. That's a big number. So you have to feel good in one sense because hopefully you're helping a lot of people, which I think you are, and directing them to certain places, which I think that's good. What time of day, I'm curious about that, do you mostly feel the calls? What seems to be the hard time? Is it evening?
You know, that's a very common question, and the time of day really varies. We've tried to do studies on it, and there really is no specific time of day. You know, I think that is the great thing about crisis lines, though, is that they are almost all of them are 24 hours a day, and so it's just kind of when it hits you or when you reach that breaking point. You know, people pick up the phone and they make that phone call. It's really more times of year. We see more calls in the springtime and the summertime. You know, we see our call volumes increase during those months. And so that seems to be more significant than the time of day.
Yeah. Is it men and women? Do more women call or more men?
You know, we have our center takes about 48% calls from men. And, you know, to me, that's pretty significant because I think a lot of folks would say, oh, men would never call. But actually, a crisis line is perfect for them because there's such that stigma that men have to be strong and, you know, they don't show emotion and feeling. But what it really is happening is that they're just bottling that up. They're expressing it in other ways, through sports, through alcohol, you know, through sexual promiscuity in some cases, and then through violence because they're angry. And that's what I would say, that even though we get a lot of calls from men, I would say about 50% of those calls, these men are angry. And, you know, part of our discussion with them is working them through that anger. And just imagine, you know, if they're not working through that anger, where is it going? You know, who are they?
Exactly.
Who are they expressing that to?
Yeah. And when you, with the contact, when you look for people to work for contact, who are the people that, you know, answer these questions, who field these calls? How do you screen them? How do you determine who comes on board to do that, volunteers to do that?
Well, you know, we go through a process of doing criminal background checks. They have to go through a 30 to 45 minute interview with our director of volunteer services. We ask and follow up on referrals that, I mean, references that they provide us of friends and family who may know them. Anybody who's been in a previous therapeutic environment, we will contact their therapist to make sure that they're ready to accept these calls. Because, Kate, the one thing we can't tell a volunteer is that they're only going to get a certain type of calls. We don't know, you know, there's not a little button that tells us, oh, this is this type of call or that type. So they really have to be ready to take any type of call that can come through the crisis line. And really the training that we send them through prepares them 100% to do that. But you also have to be at a good place in your own life, in your own personal circumstances, to be able to truly empathize with someone where they are in their individual crisis.
Yeah, what's the most rewarding thing for you about contact?
You know, I think the most rewarding thing for me is knowing absolutely that people are being helped by our service. And, you know, people, I say, how do you know that? People tell us. They tell us in the course of the call, this has been exactly what I needed. You know, I've been looking for something for so long, or I've been needing to deal with this issue for so long. You know, when we finally get someone connected to the right resource, they've been searching, they've been looking, and through a network with us, you know, they've finally connected to the right resource. When we've created a turning point in that suicidal person who calls us and is really ready, and at the brink of just taking that next step, and we can get them to the point where they're in treatment, where they've allowed us to send out help to them. You know, that is the reward when we know, because we know, we are really making that difference in people's lives.
Perfect way to end this. Vinay Rogers, thanks so much for joining us here. Contact, what's the number if they want to call?
The number is 972-233-2233, and that's 24 hours a day.
24 hours a day. And as we just discussed, the great thing about this conversation, I think, Vinay, opening people's eyes to, hey, you feel overwhelmed, pick up the phone.
Right.
Don't be afraid to make
Absolutely.
That call, because lots of people before you have done that. Look at 48% of men. I think that's fantastic that they're reaching out and getting that help.
Absolutely. And, Kate, I'm so thankful that you've asked us to talk about it.
Oh, thank you. This is very enlightening, and we wish you the best. And don't be afraid, people. Please call that line if you're feeling some pain, whatever it is in your life. Thank you.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
All right, don't forget, coming up in our third hour here on America Tonight. Woohoo! Bracket Madness. Really, it's nailed the score. But instead of the NFL, we have the tournament. So I picked a couple of games, and you have two chances. Just throw out a numerical guess. You got to call us, and when you call us, or send us your guess at americatonight.net, or send it on chat, but it has to be during those three segments of our third hour. Let me give you the digits, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. In a previous segment, Don, in this hour, from Wyoming said, yeah, isn't that great? They have, you know, the UN says the no-fly zone, but, and the rebels celebrate, but isn't it a little bit too late since Gaddafi really has 90% of the country back? And touche to that, he's right. So you do have the rebels in Benghazi who set off fireworks and they were celebrating after the Security Council voted to impose that no-fly zone and whatever measures were necessary to protect the civilians. But the civilians are the rebels are the people who are fighting. Most of the civilians are gone from the area. So, okay, so they're saying hallelujah, but what does it really mean? Does it mean that somehow this is going to defeat Gaddafi and he's going to turn tail and run to another country? He's going to have that helicopter shot? He's going to bolt? I'm going to say no. It's too late is what I would say. There is so much unrest and chaos that's ensuing in the Arab world.
you know, I'll tell you, it's like tic-tac-toe. Where does it go next? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Frightening. So the rebels might be happy by that vote on Thursday night and the measures to protect who's ever there. But, and the UN Security General is going to actually go to the area. But is this too late? Is this too late to have any kind of an impact? And the answer is Gaddafi still has all the weapons. He still has all of the territory back for the most part. So they're looking at contingencies. That's what they're trying to do. And apparently, the president, our president, Barack Obama, is going to insist on a major Arab role in any no-fly zone, any no-fly zone. And the contingencies are airstrikes, cruise missile attacks, to do whatever they can to cripple the Libyan air defenses and push the military that are leading Gaddafi's push away. So we'll see. We'll see if ultimately if this amounts to anything. I mean, this to me, a no-fly zone alone is not going to stop Gaddafi. That's, you know, so the troops are going to change their tactics. They're going to take up different positions around Benghazi on Saturday and Sunday and help people fleeing the city. They're going to help them. We're here for you. In peace. We're going to help you. You're our people. That's what they're going to do. Man. Although Gaddafi criticized the people in that city and called them traitors for looking for help from outsiders. That's what he called them, outsiders. There's not going to be any violence there. I mean, violence in the sense of they're not going to go after these, if there are these handful of civilians, they're not going to go after them. They're going to do what the son said they're going to do. Saeed, the son, Gaddafi's son, they're going to help him. That's their new tactic. Dan in Texas, you have the floor. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate. Mistress of the night that you are.
Thank you.
You bet. Now, darling, guess who has a serial number 042-60-4425?
Who?
Barack Obama. It was established for him from a dead man in Connecticut. This little Kenyan is not an American citizen.
Where did you hear this?
On the G. Gordon Liddy program this morning. They broadcast it. And 11 new states that won their Republican takeover are planning to have the same routine that Arizona is. They want a proof of a live birth certificate, not that little piece of junk that he tried to pawn off on us. They want a regular type birth certificate that you and I and every other person that was given birth to have. And Obama, he can't prove one. So I think people will finally realize I haven't been lying. And as far as him attacking Gaddafi, you know, he's not going to attack Gaddafi, my
no.
God. You know, his Muslim brother, forget it. You know, he loves it. He was in favor of the brotherhood over there taking over in Egypt. They are eventually going to be in power. And he's designed the whole thing that he wants all of these places in Bahrain and all the rest of the countries over there to go down the tubes. And then long goes Saudi Arabia. I mean, you know, when that goes, you can forget it, Jack. It's all over. We're in a world of hurt because they're our main source of oil since he won't let us get our own.
I agree with that. 40%, more than 40% coming out of Saudi Arabia would be awful. Saudi goes, and then so goes the rest of us right down the drain. Absolutely. That's interesting. I'll have to check out Liddy's show. And I know, Dan, thanks for the call. I know, by the way, that, of course, there are people that are, you see billboards that say, where's the birth certificate? And there are people that are trying to prove that Obama was not born in this country. But, you know, this is what you got to think. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it to you, Dan. And to everyone else. The bottom line is, think of Hillary Clinton and how badly she wanted to be president. You don't think her people, if they could uncover the hard, true, cold facts and had it, they wouldn't leak that out, they wouldn't have it dotted I's, T's crossed, everything, it wouldn't be out there? You don't think some journalist who wants to win a Pulitzer Prize, they don't care, even I don't care if they're flaming liberal, it doesn't matter, they would want to reveal that information.
So that's the thing. It makes interesting conversation. I mean, you know, it's a good conspiracy theory. But I'll tell you this. If truly, just for a second, I'll play devil's advocate. If truly the president wasn't born in the United States and he was born in Kenya, etc., whatever, that's the best. I mean, that's the best thing that was ever perpetrated on the American people. The fact that nobody nailed that, and he runs on the Democratic side of things, wins the presidency, knocks off Hillary Clinton. I mean, really, Jax chimes in on this from down under, and he says Hillary was bought off, and Hillary knows he's not real. Also, do people really believe that? You really think she's bought off? See, I know people around Hillary. I know people that have helped try to get her elected. And trust me, she wanted that office. Bill Clinton became unglued. He wanted that office for her so badly. And that's what you do. There's all kinds of people that work on the level with them and underneath, if you know what I'm saying. And if they could uncover it, I think they would uncover it, honestly. Really. Any journalist that could connect the dots. Now, so you could say, yeah, you could say that what if enough is covered up? I get that. But I truly, knowing the inner workings of Washington and the power grab and everything else, I mean, look, Obama, so he was a great speaker and a rising star and all that other sort of stuff. But if they definitely knew and definitely had the birth certificate, then that wouldn't happen. It'd be so easy to tell them, you got to step aside. Got to step aside. And check this out. In order to take his seat in the Senate, the president would have had to undergo a thorough background check by the FBI. Because that's true. Thank you, Donovan. He would have had to undergo that by the FBI in order to get security clearance. People, think about it. If he weren't a national-born citizen, you don't think anybody at all doing the check in the FBI, you think they bought off the FBI? So all these people were bought off? No way. No way. You just have to think about that. Listen, I mean, I'm on board. Hey, if this is something that was perpetrated on all of us, and this is, he really wasn't born here, then go get him. But I think that there are just too many ways he would have been caught in the net. That's why I think they laugh it off like, good, bring it on, because this is a distraction. So really, for him, it works in his favor if there are more distractions, because then they can say, well, that's just crazy nonsense. And then anything else that he's not very effective at can be shoved under the rug. So it's damage done to the Republicans who are pushing that, because it's an easy way to push things underneath that rug. You got to think about it. Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.